You're listening to SBS News.
New findings show students starting school at an older age are outperforming their younger classmates. The report, led by the University of New South Wales, shows that 25% of students in New South Wales are starting school later than they are first eligible and are performing better than their younger peers. The report shows 25 to 35% of children from affluent families are likely to be kept at home for an extra year. Dr. Kathleen Folster is one of the authors of the landmark study and says other factors, like health and maturity, are affecting the age students start at school.
Children who were from relatively advantaged families and neighbourhoods, they were more likely to delay school entry. But we also saw other things like if the children had higher health and developmental needs in the early years.
While all Australian children must be in school by the time they turn six, they can be as young as 4.5 in New South Wales, Western Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland. South Australia, Victoria and the Australian Capital Territory have earlier cut-off dates. For each extra month of age, children are showing better developmental skills. Dr. Folster says while the differences may be minor between students a few months apart, when students are up to 1 year apart in age, the development difference becomes significant.
Month on month, there are small differences in kids' development across the age spectrum. When you're comparing an August and a September born child, the differences are pretty small. But when you start to add this up over 6 months or more, then we're really looking at, you know, increasing differences. Not surprisingly then, there's quite big differences developmentally between 4.5 year old children and 6 year old children.
The report shows that migrant parents and low income earners are more likely to send their children to school earlier rather than holding them back. Experts say this is evidence that the high cost of childcare is leaving parents with no option but to send their children to school early. Early childhood educator Jessica Brown says parents who cannot afford to keep their children in childcare have no choice but to send them to school, even if they're not ready.
And not be forced into a position where childcare is unavailable to them because of cost and it is too expensive, which I think we know is unfortunately happening in a lot of communities.
Childcare workers say these social inequalities are translating to performance inequalities in the education system. The president of the Australian Childcare Alliance, Paul Mondo, says the age gap between students starting school can have ongoing consequences on teaching and the effectiveness of the curriculum.
It really changes and impacts the curriculum and the teaching models of teachers in those circumstances. Those age ranges maintain, obviously, across the whole spectrum of school. And realistically, considering if we use New South Wales as an example, you don't have to be 5 till July 31 in the year you start school. If you just make that and a parent chooses to delay a child, that gap is profound.
He says to prevent inequalities from continuing throughout the system, there should be a fixed starting age for children nationally.
The range of concerns are relating to the broad developmental differences between a 4.5-year-old and, say, a 6-year-old child, which could occur in that particular circumstance. Ultimately, a decision around a school starting age should not be impacted by whether a parent can afford to or not afford to make that decision for that child, but rather on a child's developmental readiness.
Antoinette Radford, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.